front of your face so we can see the vomit?
Hurry up!
Listen, I can help you climb down if you give me all your princess titles, or if you put me in your will.
Guard appears.
She threw the fool out of the window, and now she's trying to run away. She's gone mad.
Look this way, princess.
The guard takes the princess and blindfolds her.
Let her go.
Let her go. Get off her. I'm the future king.
Princess, what's your message for all the women who are going to die on the scaffold?
Guard makes the princess kneel down.
Children, look away. Don't mourn my death. Don't look at my head lying on the floor. Close your eyes. Don't let my blood witness this ghastly, sinister world. Don't let anyone leave flowers on my tomb. Let me be thrown into a mass grave. Leave my corpse to roast in the sun for the birds to eat the next morning. May the hypocrites and all who detest me not attend my service. Let only the ones who love me attend. And the people who are sick, let those who don't belong, who don't exist in this incredibly bitter country. We don't exist. I was born not existing in this shitty world where only men exist. It's them who rule the world, and they squash us like flies. Even we are men, disguised as women. Women don't exist. They've never existed. They're nothing more than a myth, a legend, just something that someone once said existed. We are men who bleed and who engender other men. I'm so angry. I hate everyone, especially myself. Leave me in the garden next to the lilies and let the dogs eat me. And let everyone see my insides and my blood dripping on the floor. Wasn't that what they wanted? Didn't they want to disarm me, dismantle me, to make me disappear? Turn me to dust, turn me to flour, turn me into bread and give me to the poor. Turn me into ground glass and let the misogynist eat me. The patriarchy, the ones who rule this universe, let them bleed out, let them die so they stop killing women, raping their daughters, exploiting their girlfriends, manipulating their sisters, murdering their princesses, humiliating their mothers. Let the women burn out the galaxy. Let them come back into existence so they can kiss each other, be young, and not crash cars under the bridges. Don't let their hearts come out of their mouths to end up spread in some empty street.
The guard draws his sword and quickly cuts off her head. The journalist takes her picture. Scene 6, the end. Same bedroom. Bonnery is lying on the bed, still wearing his mother's dress. The window is broken. The curtain moves with the wind. Tom and Fatima are sitting on the bed.
Bonnery, wake up.
Vince, what are you doing here?
Your mom sent us.
My mother is dead.
Where's the woman in the drawing?
It's my sister.
She would have been so pretty.
She would have had the princess's eyes.
I would like to see her.
Do you want to see your mother one last time?
Yes.
Come with us.
I want to stay here for a moment.
Oh, Prince.
Don't you die of grief.
Your mother is here.
Am I dreaming?
No, it's real.
Where is she?
There, by the door.
I can't see her.
There she is. She just sat on the bed.
I cannot see her. I can't see her.
She's caressing your hair.
Can you feel it?
No, I don't feel anything.
She's telling you that she loves you.
I don't hear anything. Mom?
She's going. She's leaving now.
No. No, I need to see her one last time.
Don't go, princess.
You can't see us, we are. Why not?
Can't you hear her?
No.
Burn down the palace.
And run away.
Far, far away. To a place where it snows.
Tell her to stay. I want to see her. Tell her to stay with me. Tell her that I don't know how to keep on living without her.
You left.
Go to bed, my sweetheart.
Sweet dreams, Henry.
Henry in bed closes his eyes.
No, don't go. Please.
Henry goes back to bed. Guillermo also appears wearing one of the princess's dresses. He wakes Henry up.
Henry. What's going on?
Have to go. They're waiting for us.
You are wearing a dress as well. She would have liked it.
Come on, Henry.
I need to stay here for a moment. Just a moment.
You're crying.
No, I don't cry.
I'll be waiting for you.
Brother.
Yes?
I love you.
I love you too, Henry.
That summer evening, Henry set the castle on fire. But he didn't run away as he had promised his mother. He was too tired and too sad to be able to get out of there. He lay down on the princess's bed and closed his eyes. He closed his eyes so deeply that he never woke up again.
The end.